The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food. Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. And I am coming to you from a very rainy day. So if you hear pitter-patter and cars swishing, it's wet and the roads are wet. And it's a little background music for our podcast today. Today I will be talking about cucurbit downy mildew. Very interesting topic. So it has, cucurbit downy mildew, has been spotted in New Hampshire. That's the announcement that came into my inbox from the University of Massachusetts Extension Program. Thank you for that notice. So not really knowing what cucurbit downy mildew is at all compared to other mildews that might strike my cucumbers and other crops in the cucurbit family, I decided to do a little investigating and to report on it here. So what exactly is cucurbit downy mildew? Well, it is a downy mildew occurring on cucumbers, melons, squash, pumpkins, and other items in that family, the cucurbit family. It is caused by, and I'm only going to say this once, Pseudopyronospora cubensis. I think I got that right. It's a fungus-like oomycete that occurs really just everywhere worldwide. So it's not a surprise that this downy mildew has popped up in the Northeast, which is where I am. The weather conditions this summer have been just right. It's been cloudy, cool, and humid. These damp conditions also help spread P. cubensis spores. That's what I'm going to call it from now on, P. cubensis. I think I can pronounce that correctly. So, how do you know if you have it? If your cucurbits have this infection, it will appear as angular yellow or brown splotches on the top sides of the cucumber leaves, or whatever you have in your cucurbit family. They're very angular, and this angular aspect means that the yellowing or browning spots are confined by the linearity of the leaf veins. It kind of looks like a angular stained glass or a angular mosaic pattern. So if you also look at the underside of the leaf, you'll notice some grayish fuzz. This is the infection's sporulation. It's the spores, meaning it is reproducing and spreading. No one wants that to happen. No one wants to spread P. cubensis. So, what do? You spot it in your garden. Now what? Don't delay. Not at all. Chances are that a lot of your crops in your garden are in this family, the cucurbit family. Letting one patch of cucurbit downy mildew sit idle for a day or two, that just gives it more time to spread. This puts a great deal of your garden's harvest at risk. We don't want that. So, managing cucurbit downy mildew means removing the affected leaves. Remove the entire plants if you have to, in fact. This isn't a once-and-done sort of thing. You have to go through, monitor your crops every day, and keep an eye out for those angular spots and gray undersides. If the spread of cucurbit downy mildew outpaces your own manual removal of the plant or the leaves, fungicides will not work. And that is because P. cubensis is not a fungus. It is actually a water mold. What's the difference? I would search for that online, actually, to get a more scientific aspect, education on it. But if you have it, if you have cucurbit downy mildew, check with your own local extension program to see if there is some sort of conventional control method that is approved for your state. Okay, so you don't have it. How can you prevent it from happening in your garden? Well, P. cubensis spores travel through the air, and it's difficult to completely prevent its spread. But you can make it harder for those spores to hit their preferred targets. And I have three suggestions for you. Number one, give the plant plenty of space between another plant so that you can encourage airflow between those plants. So those spores will just blow away and not touch anything else in your cucurbit family. The second idea is try to trellis your plants. Pick them up and off the ground to help keep them a little bit cleaner, keep plant debris away, that sort of thing. And the third suggestion, water the ground at the base of the plant, especially if you're trellising. Much easier that way. So water the ground at the base of the plant and just avoid allowing leaves to stay wet overnight. So water in the morning and a nice sunny day. And yeah, you should be able to at least hold off from getting this cucurbit downy mildew for a little bit longer. Well, that's it for me and this episode of Just Veggies. Hope you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.